Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, regarding the consequences of obstinately holding one's own opinion. Meaning not, listening to the opinions of others, even though those opinions might be correct, and a person is aware of their correctness, still this person holds on to his own opinion. What are the effects of this? What are the results of this? The Imam alludes to that in this hadith. The Imam says, he who obstinately holds his own opinion is ruined. Halak. Halaka. He's ruined and he will be destroyed. And he who, conversely, the Imam says, and he who consults other people shares in their collective understanding. So this is one of the characteristics of the believer, that he always consults other people before coming to a conclusion, before coming to a decision regarding something. This is not only for practical, not only a good characteristic in practical matters, but also a good characteristic for a student, for somebody who does research into a certain matter, an academic. It's good to consult other people, look at their opinions, and then formulate a decision. In a very similar tradition, echoing the same theme, again Imam Ali alayhi salam says, only an ignorant person is proud of his own opinion. Ma u'jiba bira'yihi illa jahilun. A person who is jahil, who is ignorant, he is the person who is proud of his own opinion. If a person is really knowledgeable, he will regard his own opinion as being minuscule, as being insignificant, and always be in search of increasing his own knowledge. And also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the one who adamantly holds his own opinion has based it on a shaky and erroneous argument. The argument being that, his opinion is correct and, he cannot be in error and in wrong. Right? It's also interesting to know that in the Holy Quran, God Almighty, in one of the verses of the Holy Quran, commands the Holy Prophet to take counsel and do mashwarat with his companions and with the people before coming to a decision regarding an affair. And that's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wisest and the noblest human being. At the same time, God Almighty orders him to take opinions of others before coming to a decision. Right. So, for all the more reason, we as imperfect and as flawed human beings and creatures, we should do the same. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the consequences of obstinately holding one's own opinion in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.